This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Londoners go to the polls today to choose a new mayor. The Labour Party candidate Sadiq Khan could make history if he becomes the first Muslim mayor of that vast city today. Also interesting what happens next for the outgoing mayor, Boris Johnson. He'll be free to devote himself more completely to his campaign to get Britain out of the European Union. The Brits vote June 23rd. Boris, as he's universally known, is advocating out, and that's put him in direct conflict with his old rival and schoolmate, who is now Prime Minister, David Cameron. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Blonde, bumbling and dishevelled, an unmistakable figure addresses the reporters on his doorstep, telling them why, after much agonising, he decided to campaign to leave the EU.
I did not want to do anything to go against David Cameron or the government. But after a great deal of heartache, I will be advocating vote leave because I want a better deal for the people of this country.
Don't you believe it, says his biographer Sonia Purnell. Boris just wants Cameron's job.
Every sinew, every fibre of his being lusts for power. He quivers with desire to live at number 10 Downing Street.
She says Boris thinks that if the country votes to leave the EU, Cameron will have to step down and he will replace him as Prime Minister. The two men have been rivals since their school days at Eton. Britain's best-known private school has trained many future leaders. The Duke of Wellington said the Battle of Waterloo was won on the playing fields of Eton. This is where Boris first met Cameron more than 30 years ago.
Boris was 2 years older than Cameron. Boris was the star at school. Cameron is the Prime Minister. This rankles so much.
But others insist Boris is not solely motivated by personal ambition.
I think Boris does believe what he's saying. He's always been broadly Eurosceptic.
Columnist and out campaigner Toby Young says Boris believes that Britain would be better off out of the EU economically and democratically too.
It's about wanting to claw back some of Britain's sovereignty, which has been transferred to the European Union.
But that doesn't mean old-school rivalry isn't playing a part. Once again, the battle over Europe may have been decided on the playing fields of Eton. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.